Blackstone Audio presents Prime Suspect by A.W. Gray. This book is read by Charlie Thurston. For Daniel Malcolm Gray and John Edward Gray, 3.2 college material. From the old man who, when he was in college, thought that 3.2 was Oklahoma beer. Chapter 1. On the 3rd of June, 1973, J. Percival Hardin III graduated from Berlin Academy in Fort Worth, Texas, in the upper third of his class. There were 49 graduating seniors. The entire baccalaureate assembly, relatives and all, filled less than half of Landreth Auditorium on the TCU campus, while a Van Cliburn protégé played Pomp and Circumstance on a concert grand piano. The graduating class had voted to forego the traditional caps and gowns. The men wore plum tuxedos, while the female seniors made do with the same formals they planned to wear to the following month's debutante ball. Ross Monroe, whose daughter Marissa was a Berlin senior, held the post-baccalaureate get-together at his home. The Monroe digs overlooked the 17th fairway of Colonial Country Club, and inside the mansion were 9 bathrooms and a 60-foot den. A parlor ensemble from the Fort Worth Symphony provided the music. Percy Hardin got high on Purple Passion, which was grape juice mixed with 180-proof Everclear, and rejoiced over his graduation present from his father, which was a brand-new yellow Grand Prix. He danced every dance save one with Marissa Monroe. The lone dance without Marissa he endured with her mother, Luana.